is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to our second hour of restaurant matchmaking here on Atlanta Living. I'm joined in the studio by my buddy David Danzig. He's a foodie correspondent for me on the show, and he does Breaking Chews that you hear every week. And he has a website, Bites, the letter N, sites.net, where he takes great photographs and goes to the latest restaurants and reviews them, so you know what you're getting into before you step inside the door. Now, at 7 minutes after 2 o'clock, we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And David, we're full with calls right now, so let's go back to the phone lines real quick, because we have a lot of people that are calling in with recommendations for us on restaurants, and then people calling in needing recommendations. But Jack here has a great concept that I've never really seen here in Georgia, but tell us about it, Jack.
When I was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia, they had a place called the Great Steak. Great spelled G-R-A-T-E, because you had a charcoal grill. It was like 6 feet wide and 12 feet long on the middle of the dining area. You had doors, refrigerated section along one wall that had every kind of steak you can imagine. Pork, chicken, fish, shrimp, all in these doors. And you would order your sides and then go pick out whatever it is you wanted to cook, and you cooked it yourself. They provided the tongs, hooks, sauces, marinades, whatever it is you need to put on the meat while you were cooking it. You cooked it yourself right there in the middle of the restaurant. And it was a blast and delicious. The steaks were aged. They were super tender. The pork was fresh. The fish was fresh. Oh, it was fantastic.
That sounds great, Jack. And how long ago was that?
It's probably about 15 years ago.
Okay.
But I wonder, do they have anything like that here in Atlanta?
You know, our engineer Rachel was just telling us about quite a few of them. Have you ever done Korean barbecue?
That's where they cook it for you in front of you. Right?
No, you can cook it for yourself. I mean, if you are a novice, they'll stand over there and show you exactly what to do and how to do it. But there are some great Korean. What was that?
She said they will help you every once in a while.
Yeah. So if you haven't tried Korean barbecue, Rachel is a big proponent of Iron Age. And I think there's a few locations of Iron Age. I'm telling you, it's delicious. And it's just like you said, they bring you a platter of meat and vegetables. They heat up. There's a little grill right in front of your, you know, built into the table. And there's one on Roswell Road in Sandy Springs of an Iron Age. I like one in Johns Creek called Ari Steakhouse, and let me find...
Wow, you went outside the perimeter again.
I did.
That's impressive. It had to be a great find for you to do that.
Yes, it's amazing. It's ARI Korean Steakhouse, and it's pretty fancy. That's a nice one. There's plenty on Buford Highway if you want to try. There's one called Han Il Kwan that's really good. It's hardcore Buford Highway.
Right.
If you're Caucasian, you may be one of the in the minority there, but that's also a great
right.
sign that you're in a good place. But I love Ari Steakhouse, and our engineer Rachel could not stop telling us how wonderful Iron Age is.
Okay, yeah, she's still full from that. Thank you for your call, Jack, and maybe you can check that out and relive those glory days. We have a line open if you want to grab it, 404-872-0750. We're going back to the phone lines with restaurant matchmaking here on Atlanta Living, and speak with Peggy in Stone Mountain. Hey, Peggy, you have a recommendation for us.
Yes, I do. It's Rising Sun and Avondale Estate.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
You know, I haven't, but it is high on my list. I hear just absolute great buzz about that place.
Yes, it's a farm-to-table restaurant, and Hudson Ralph is the chef, And also, everything that he cooks, he learned. He cooked for this granny when he was a little boy.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and his wife, Catherine, makes specialty sodas, and she makes, like, lemon tarragon and lime, and then she puts all these edible flowers in them.
Yum.
So he has specialty sodas every day, and he grows his own vegetables in his garden.
Wow. Okay, this is definitely on the to-do
list. Yeah, Rising Sun is being just lauded. It's like all the food critics and nerds are going crazy about it. So I'm glad you got to bring that one up.
Okay, Miss Peggy, thanks for holding on.
I had to bring it up. It's my daughter.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. Well, have her reach out to me through my website. I'd like to come in and try it, and I'll get her some publicity, help spread the word.
Best biscuits in Atlanta.
Okay, Miss Peggy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay, so when she says that she cooked it with her granny, she really knows that for a matter of fact.
She's the inspiration
She's the inspiration.
That's awesome. I love the generational, stories that we have here in our food scene.
I love it that chefs are now like rock stars.
Yeah,
because they put in so many hours, 60 plus hours a week behind the line, and now they're getting treated as they should, like rock stars.
The great thing about this moment is everybody involved in great cooking and dining is a rock star. The farmers are rock stars. I mean, young millennials aspire to be farmers. That's a cool thing to do. And people who forage for truffles,
right.
and all the people that are in the process now get their due credit. And that's what makes this so fun. It's like a spectator sport. That's why people love.
And it's things go in cycles, and now canning and preserving are
pickling is an art form. That's fantastic.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. And if you have a suggestion for us or would like for us to suggest something to you, join us on the phone lines at 404-872-0750. And we're going to speak with Susan. Susan, you have a recommendation for us on this famous coconut shrimp that we've been talking about.
Well, I'm not sure whether it's still a recommendation or not. I'm guessing they're still in business up there, but Trader Vic's used to have a delicious cocoa shrimp.
Trader Vic's, yeah. I went about a year. Trader Vic's has been downtown.
I've been
in the
there.
Hilton downtown since I grew up here in the 70s, and my parents would, it was Nikolai's Roof was at the top of the Hilton, and then Trader Vic's was in the basement. So those were kind of like, if you wanted to get out of town and really, have something nice. But I went a couple years ago, and Trader Vic's is awesome. Like, it sort of has come full circle. You know how tiki bars are
the
in ambiance vogue again.
Awesome.
And the food was incredible. And so thank you for reminding me about their coconut shrimp, but they cook in this giant, Chinese iron kettle down there. It's this massive kettle, and it's wood burning, and the restaurant smells great. They have tiki drinks, and Trader Vic's downtown. Good call.
Thank you for holding on for that, Susan.
You're welcome.
Okay, there again, we need prizes to give out to the listeners.
We do.
We're going to work on that, folks.
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines and speak with James. He has a great suggestion for us on soul food, I think.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to recommend Sarah's Kitchen. It's in them off of Main Street in Stone Mountain.
Okay. What was the name of that restaurant again, James?
Sarah's Kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She has some healthy food. It's not over seasoned. Almost anything you want.
Okay.
It's just open Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
But
yep.
Good food.
I see it here on the internet. Yep. Yeah, that looks good. I'll put a link up for Sarah's Kitchen on my website, which is bitesandsights.net.
Okay. All right, Mr.
Can I leave a phone number?
Well,
you don't even need a phone number anymore. You can just Google it, or you can come to Bites and Sights. I And I'll the link will be there, and that'll be the phone number.
We'll make it very easy on you there, and that's Bites, the letter insights.net. And we're going to speak with Rob. Rob, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Very good. Morning radio is not the same without you, Neil, and Royal.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. I miss it, too.
I know. I've got a great barbecue place in Talking Rock, Georgia, called Biggin's Barbecue. It's in an old Chevron station.
That sounds amazing.
Those are the best.
Yeah. Biggin's, like B-I-G-G-U-N apostrophe S?
Right.
Oh, that sounds good.
Their feature is pork barbecue, but they have a redneck lasagna that's really good.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so it has Brunswick stew, mac and cheese, and I think some pork. And it's very good. It's a great place, family run, and they have country fried steak. But it's a great way, you know, on the way up to the mountains to Blue Ridge.
Yes.
Yeah. Talking Rock, Georgia.
Talking Rock. You don't blink or you'll miss it. Talking Rock is very small.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Rob, thank you so much. And we want to remind everybody to turn off your radio so we don't have that feedback in the background when you give us a call. And we'd love to hear from you. We have two lines open at 404-872-0750. And don't try to wreck your car writing these suggestions down, because they're all on David's website at bitesandsights.net. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're going to take your calls, but we're going to break and fill you in on Atlanta's news, weather, and traffic. We'll be back with more Atlanta Living right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott, and welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we're doing restaurant matchmaking and also taking your suggestions on restaurants. And David Danzig is in the studio with me, and you've had some suggestions come in from bitesandsites.net.
Yeah, I got a couple. Thanks for reaching out. Lori Smith had a great question about who has the best crawfish boil in Atlanta, and having spent a lot of time in New Orleans in college. We are in crawfish season. It's probably a few more weeks. The place that I know to go for like boiled crawfish is out on Buford Highway, and it's called the Crawfish Shack. And they do really good, you know, kind of low country boil, Louisiana kind of boil stuff. And they do have crawfish. My buddy and our buddy, Scott Surpass, who has a restaurant in the old Fourth Ward, it's called Surpass True Food. He periodically has crawfish boils. I'm not sure when the next one is going to be. They just had the Oyster Crawfish Festival at Park Tavern a few weeks ago.
I promised you I'm going to try it, but I'm not going to...
We're going to broadcast that on YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
I just want to watch you suck the head and pinch the tail. And
I don't know if I'm going to do that.
That's
going to
get millions of views. And then Ellen, another listener, was asking about negamaki, which is this thin sliced, it's Japanese. It's a thin sliced beef that's grilled with teriyaki sauce. I don't know why it's so unusual on the menus here. Nakato on Cheshire Bridge serves negamaki. It is. It's very savory and delicious. Also, Nagoya Sushi in Roswell is another place that does serve negamaki.
Negamaki.
So,
I like saying it, negamaki.
Negamaki.
Okay.
Yes.
26 minutes after 2 o'clock, we're going to the phone lines and speak with Bill. You have a recommendation for a jerk burger. I've heard of jerk chicken, but so are you looking for a recommendation for jerk burgers?
Oh no, I'm recommending a restaurant.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good. Who's that?
It's northwest. About 3 miles north of the town of Rockmart.
Okay.
Which is about 20 miles west of Cartersville.
What's it called?
And the town's called Arrogant, Georgia. And it's a Jamaican couple. His name is Corey. They're only open Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
But they do jerk chicken, but their specialty, it's called Barn Belly Burgers.
That's the name of the restaurant, Barn Belly Burgers?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's a little hole in the wall, but, man, they're off the chart.
So,
he does his latest one that I just had the other day is called a Nat Dread Burger, which is a huge burger, number one, topped with Philly cheesesteak with the onions and the peppers and with jerk sauce on top.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
I'll put it on the website.
Excellent. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more restaurant matchmaking right after this.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. This is our last half hour of restaurant matchmaking. It kills me. It flies by so fast.
So fast.
One of my favorite segments we do here on the show periodically with my buddy David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. He's also my foodie correspondent for Breaking Chews. And tell everybody real quick what we have been noshing on all throughout the show.
Yeah, so in Sandy Springs, there are two, and very soon, probably next week, the third will come online. And when I say come online, I'm actually talking
literally
on the internet. Yes. Three really great new concepts. The two that we are just crushing here in the studio, one is called Salad Hippie. And it's salads, grain bowls, super gourmet, chefed
salads
up and beautifully presented, bowls and salads. And then the other one is called Fat Backs. And you could GPS these, and it would be like a Pokemon Go purgatory. You will never find the physical footprint of these restaurants because
don't
exist.
There's no brick and mortar.
But if you flip on your Uber Eats or your Grubhub, you're out in the Sandy Springs area, you can have really, really delicious food delivered to your door from Fatbacks and Salad Hippie, and very soon from their third concept called Top Bun, like Top Gun, and which is a burger concept that has everything from, traditional burgers to bison burgers, turkey avocado burgers, blue mushroom burger. And that Top Bun will be featured at Sandy Spring Rocks, which is a
the
really
festival.
Cool. Yes. And that's going to be coming up in June. So thank you for feeding us and going way over our calorie quotient for the day. Exactly.
And I saw Andy pouring some chocolate sauce on that chocolate cake like it needed some
more.
Yeah,
like it needed.
Yeah, Andy, way to
just
go.
Just go over the top.
Overindulge. Okay, so that's Food That Rocks. That's going to be in Sandy
Springs. Sandy Springs. Sorry, they called it Sandy Springs Rocks. But
Sandy Springs does rock.
Just Google it. Anyway. You'll figure it out. But that's coming in June, and you'll be able to eat Top Bun.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, David, because we only have 30 minutes,
right,
and we have all these people on hold. And
They're hungry.
They're hungry.
Oh.
Like we have Miss Happy is looking for some a fish restaurant.
Yes, I'm looking for fried codfish. Where do they serve it in Atlanta, and what's a good one?
Mm-hmm. So do you, are we talking fish and chips pretty much? We're talking
a
breaded fish white
chips.
Fish with like good French fries and
you
could just get a beer and
now you're making Miss Happy happy.
I know.
Yes.
It's like when Harry met Sally.
I know. I'll have what he's having.
Exactly. So, all right. So I got a couple of suggestions, sort of the highbrow, lowbrow version. The highbrow version, you can go on the west side of Atlanta. There is a world-renowned restaurant called The Optimist. And it is a magnificent seafood experience. It's not fancy. It's casual.
My kind of place.
But
all
it's
right.
nice. It's yeah. really yeah. nice. It's super stylish. It's one of Ford Fry's restaurants. It won the Esquire Restaurant of the Year for Esquire magazine like 4 or 5 years ago when it first opened. It's well renowned. They do a great fried cod there. But if you just want to go and
just want it wrapped in newspaper.
You just want it wrapped in newspaper. Have you ever been to Fado Irish Pub?
Oh, that's over there near the Buckhead Library. No, I haven't. It's been a while. Yes,
that's
been
right.
years ago.
They've got one by the Buckhead Library. There's another one in Midtown, and that's just a absolute. They batter their they batter it in harp. It's beer battered, and it's just crunchy on the outside and greasy and wonderful, and the fries, and you just get a big old Guinness with that. So I would say Fadeau Irish Pub and or the Optimist. Those are kind of the two ends of the spectrum for really good fried cod.
Okay, excellent. I would like to share this with you guys.
Yeah.
There's a good breakfast place down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Thumbs up on Edgewood.
Sure.
And the servers are excellent. Shelly, Kevinny, and Miss Shorty. But the food, the omelets are excellent. They have good old wheat bread, old wheat biscuit bread. Mm-hmm. It is excellent. And
yeah,
the service is excellent.
They have a multigrain. I love Thumbs Up. There's one on Edgewood. There's also one on Marietta Street down by the Mercedes-Benz Stadium down that area. So thumbs up. That's a great call.
All right, Miss Happy.
Thank you so much. I enjoy listening to you guys on
Thank
Saturday.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye. Have a great day. I love somebody that calls himself Miss Happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try that.
Mr. Happy. We've taken a turn. Okay. Back to the phone.
A whole other meaning when you put a Mr. in front of it.
I'm just going to go to Melissa.
Let's move on.
Melissa. You're on WSB. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you all doing?
Good. We're hungry. What have you got for us?
We went to a restaurant in Virginia Highlands, and I hope I don't butcher the name, but it's called Barbacoa.
Oh, yes. I just went there. Fantastic.
Oh, did you love it?
I thought it was great.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we live in Cummings, so we don't normally go down that far, but some friends of ours had been, so we thought, well, we'll give it a try. First off, they have the widest selection of margaritas, and we all – there was – a group of us, and they were all just spectacular. They had ceviche that was so fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just out of this world. They had a whole roasted cauliflower with some kind of olive oil, and then their queso sauce is unlike any I've ever.
Yeah, they do like a fundido, like a baked cheese.
Yes.
So yeah, Barbacoa. It's actually, if you're going to Google it, it's B-A-R period, drinking bar, and then Bacoa, B-A-C-O-A. So, you know, Barbacoa is a, it's a Latin, basically it's like grilled meats and pork. And so the story with Barbacoa is this used to, most recently, was a place called Taco Cowboy, which Tom Catherall, he's a famous
restaurateur
and chef. He founded the Here to Serve restaurant group, which isn't around anymore, but well-known guy forever. So he ran Taco Cowboy, and his, I guess you could maybe say, his future son-in-law, chef who's Scott, who's dating his daughter for a long time, now runs Barbacoa. It's really a greatest hits of tapas, and I agree with you. It's a huge margarita list, and it's very pretty, chefed up, pretty plates. And I think Barbacoa is a great place right there in Virginia Highlands to check out.
We loved it. Well, that's great.
I'll put a link up. Thanks for reminding us
about that, Melissa.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You know, I should have asked Melissa her favorite restaurant up and coming. Because we get ideas, you know, people call up and say, I'm in coming and where's a great restaurant?
Okay.
We should have.
Yeah, I'm just looking at you. I thought you were making a Mr. Happy joke.
No, look at you going down the Nilbort's Road, wrong turn.
Next,
going back to the phone lines to bail us out yet again is Tom. Tom, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Belinda and David. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing great.
Fellow foodies, I took my phone into cryotherapy here in Buckhead because I'm doing a session. I didn't want to miss the chance to get on the air with you guys and tell you about my favorite Indian restaurant.
Are you in the box right now? Are you freezing at this moment?
Yeah.
Or are you like waiting?
120 below. I just got out.
Oh, you just got out. Okay.
I'm surprised your teeth are not chattering.
Yeah, I just need the visual there.
Well, I'm getting ready to work out, but I can't wait to get out of the gym because all this food's making me hungry. I love the show.
Thank you.
But I had to talk to you about a restaurant. I don't know if you mentioned before or been there, David or Belinda. It's called J-Ho, J-A-I-H-O. It's tucked behind the Atlanta Botanical Garden on Dutch Valley Road off of Piedmont. And Anish and his wife own it, and it's all a modern take on like Indian cuisine and what is it called? Keratin or Kerala cuisine,
Kerala. It's the southern region of India. So yeah, no, I know Jai Ho. I've not been to it. I walk past it on that section of the Beltline and go, gosh, I got to get over here. I've heard great things about it. So you you enjoy it?
I love it, man. We've been like a dozen times. Bang Bang Broccoli is our favorite app. We sit on the patio, and they're real accommodating. So I just had to share that with your listeners because I know that, you know, there's a lot of great restaurants, and maybe they've not heard of those ones because it's kind of tucked back there on that dead-end street.
Those are our favorite kind, Tom.
Yeah, that's hey, you guys, love the show, and thanks so much for allowing me to get on the air and tell people about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go warm up, dude.
Yeah, go warm up.
You got it. Take care.
I've never tried that. Have you, David?
I have not been to it. I know, I've heard it's really good. And that Kerala cooking, you know, our friend Asha Gomez, she's one of my favorite chefs. That's sort of her thing, and it's sort of southern India, so you do have a lot of meat. It's not all vegetarian and curry and stuff like that, but they do like lamb shish kebab and they do tikka masala. But Jai Ho Indian Kitchen and Bar, I'm going to put a link up at bitesandsights.net and put that on my to-do list.
Okay, so we have Mary in Atlanta. Now, Mary needs a referral because she's kind of tired of the steakhouse routine, is what you're telling me, Mary.
Yes, and thank you, Belinda, for taking the call.
Sure.
I love your show.
Thank you, darling.
We often have visitors from out of town to our office and look for places for dinner. And sometimes the groups are 8 to 10. Sometimes they're as large as 14 to 16. And we have just a real challenge finding places that will accommodate us, other than, I would say, the steakhouses. They are very accommodating, but we would like to branch out if you have any recommendations.
So I hear you. Like, I know what it's probably like to get into a rut. Tell me, just give me a little more context. Are you, you know, do you want something like fun and unique or something sophisticated and fancy? Like, is there a part of town? Like, just sort of troubleshoot
that
a little
more.
I'll
try to be a little more specific. Our office is near Spaghetti Junction on that top end. So we try to stay, you know, north-ish, you know, around the arc of the perimeter, even into a little bit Buckhead, Brookhaven, you know, some of those areas. But just really, truthfully, we usually end up near the perimeter at one of the steak places because they're the only ones that will say, yes, we'll take a group of 12 or 14.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be the fanciest dining, but it's probably not the Buford Highway.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Of group, not all of them. So,
and is it a,
you know,
meat and potato?
In the middle there.
Yeah, go. Are the palates sort of meat and potatoes, or if something was not like exotic, but something was a little outside of that fairway, would that work?
Yes, I think they're a little adventurous, and you know, would love something, would like to check something different, a little unique.
Okay, we have
not
about
as safe as we've been sticking with.
All right, Miss Mary, we have about a minute left.
My first blush, I don't know why, but there's a place in Buckhead called Chai Yo Modern Thai, and this is sort of from the preeminent Thai family in Atlanta, the Nyamkuls, Didi Nyamkuls, the chef. This is a beautiful restaurant. So it's Chai, and the second word is Yo, Chai Yo, and it's Modern Thai. It's beautiful inside. It's different. I know they have a semi-private room that I believe will accommodate up to 14, 15 people, and it's magnificent. I've never taken anybody there. Even people who are kind of like, I don't really know about Thai food. It's spectacular, and it's beautiful, and it's in a cool area, and I think that would be absolutely, a departure from just a boring steakhouse.
How's that sound to you, Mary?
It sounds wonderful. Thank you. I hadn't heard of it. I appreciate the recommendation.
Oh, it's fantastic. I'll put a link up at bitesandsights.net.
All right, you've been listening to Atlanta Living. We're going to take our final break. That's when we make room for Monica Perez. So you're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Wrapping up the final segment of Atlanta Living this week with my buddy David Danzig in the studio from the website bitesandsights.net. And we always have a lot of carryover from these shows, and they want more information. So that's the website you go to, bitesandsights.net. Or you can follow me on Twitter at WSBBelinda. And I'll be happy to fill you in. And David has all the information that we've talked about all throughout the show on his website. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and speak with our last caller here. It's going to be Sharon. Sharon Atlanta, you're on WSB.
Hi, Belinda and David.
Hey.
I just called to let you guys know that I am the ultimate foodie.
Oh, good.
And I just wanted to share how much I really appreciate and love the show and love that you're forever 27, because I know I
am. Good. I love it. I love it, Sharon. Thank you so much. Well, let's put you on the spot and tell us a restaurant that you love that you'd like to share with us.
So many. I like the Virginia Highlands area.
Mm-hmm. Anything special in that area? We talked about barbacoa a minute ago, if you haven't tried that.
I have. I like the old school,
Fontaine's or Murphy's.
Oh, I love Murphy's.
I cannot even think of
the. You know, because I put you on the spot.
You put her on the spot. I'll tell you one other great new place to try in Virginia Highland just opened. It's a Turkish restaurant. And before you go, Turkish food is basically Mediterranean and a little bit of European. It's called Truva, T-R-U-V-A, Turkish Kitchen. I do have a write-up I did with photos on Belinda's, on my website, bitesandsights.net, Truva Turkish Kitchen in Virginia Highland. Another great addition to that incredible neighborhood.
All right, David, this is the end of our line here. As our stop is here, we got to get off the train. But we'll be back with you next week on Atlanta Living 1 to 3. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.